Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February the 21st, 2008, Barbados celebrated its first National Rihanna Day. The day was designated as a national celebration by the Prime Minister, David Thompson, in honour of Barbadian superstar Robyn Rihanna Fenty, who had won her first Grammy at the 50th annual Grammy Awards ceremony in Los Angeles on February 10th, 2008. Rihanna had won for her song entitled Umbrella in the category of Best Rap Sung Collaboration, which she had performed with the rapper Jay-Z. Rihanna Day was celebrated one day after Rihanna's 20th birthday, and it was just 3 years since she had signed her first record deal with Def Jam Records. That afternoon, she was greeted on arrival at the airport by the Prime Minister David Thompson and members of his cabinet, along with the principals of the two schools she had attended, Charles F. Broome Memorial Primary and Combermere. There was also a short cultural presentation by a cross-section of schools and cultural groups. In the evening, a cast of Barbadian entertainers gathered at Independence Square to perform versions of her songs for Rihanna at a concert entitled Believe, a tribute to Rihanna. It was headlined by Chantel, Edwin, Livy Frank, Lil Rick, Arturo Tappin, RPB and Kid Sight. Also performing were Ayanna John, Paula Hines, Billy Kincaid, Philip Seven, Richard Stout and Mr. Dale. The audience numbered in the thousands, with many carrying umbrellas in honour of her hit song. Much to the excitement of the crowd, she was accompanied by her then-boyfriend, Chris Brown. Also honoured that evening was Barbados' first Grammy winner, Jimmy Haynes, who produced the 1986 Steel Pulse classic, Babylon the Bandit, which won the Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album in that year. In his brief remarks at the event in Independence Square, in the shadow of the statue of the Right Excellent Errol Barrow, David Thompson reminded the audience that Barrow had asked, "What mirror image do we have of ourselves?" Thompson said, "We have to believe in ourselves as Barbadians, and Rihanna has shown us one of the ways in which we can believe in ourselves." The Prime Minister also presented Rihanna with a piece of the rock, a property at Apes Hill, so that she would always have a home to come back to in Barbados. In response, Rihanna said, "I have never been prouder to be a Bajan."
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.